Going. So, what were you doing the day before the flood?
I was at home, and that was in the evening, and it started thundering and lightning and raining and never quit. It just was one continual streak of lightning.
And the morning of the flood, what were you doing?
The morning of the flood, I tried to get to the office, down to the bank, couldn't get in. I got up as far as the inclined plane, looked out and saw how badly it was flooded.
And the day after the flood, the
The
day
day
after.
after the flood, we were able to get in, and I have to tell you, we had just done tremendous, about $3 million worth of remodeling at our bank. And we just finished. And I thought, oh my goodness, my $3 million is shot. In the meantime, I had taken out, realizing we had a lot of snow, I thought, well, gee, what if we have a flood? And everybody says, oh, you're not going to have a flood. Well, lo and behold, we did. But I had called the insurance company and took out $400,000 worth of flood insurance, thinking, well, if I don't need it, I'll cancel it. But lo and behold, we needed it. So we were fortunate to have had the $400,000. I remember that. Okay, very good. I mean, everybody was flooded. There wasn't anything anybody could do. It was just sheer work for everyone. I had branch offices that there was so much rain, the mud came in the back door, right through the lobby, right out the front door. I mean, unbelievable. Cambria City office was completely inundated. I rode down there in the front end, in a front end loader, to see what was going on.
Can I ask these so the people in the recording can hear what the question is?
Oh, sure.
So, how did you recover from the flood?
How did I recover?
Yeah, how did your business recover?
Well, we did very well. We weren't able to operate, so we signed up with another bank outside of the city to do our clearings and everything. And we kept operating with them, and it went very well. We had tremendous unemployment at that time. I had visitors from New York and papers and others come in to see what we were doing, and there's no question we must have had 25% unemployment at that point.
It was at
It was
27
bad.
at the highest.
Oh, all right, well.
And did you expect the flood in any way? Was there any
No,
expect
not really. Not really. What happened was, with all the rain, a dam down in Tanneryville burst, came down, and as it rushed into the Connemara River, it backed all the water that was going down into the Connemara River up into the city. And that's how we had the flood.
And how high was the water in the bank?
Oh, we were fortunate. It was just in the first floor. Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. I first day that I was able to get in there, I had a big shovel, coal shovel, and I went and went up the steps, opened the door, and I thought, oh my goodness, hate to do this. And the floor was dry. It just got up close to the floor and stopped rising. So we were fortunate. But on the upper end of Main Street, that's the high end of the city. On the lower end of Main Street, down by the point, down in that area,
Down by Supas Ford.
that's the lowest part. And so they really had a lot of flooding.
And when you walked in the first time, was there any smell that stuck out to you?
Yes. We had a stores warehouse in our basement of our bank. The entire basement was inventory for everything that we could do. And it was completely flooded. And so that was really a very tough mess. Some of the fellows got down here and worked, and they looked like they'd worked in a coal mine. They were that black and tired, but they got it all cleaned up. We got back into business.
So what was it like 1 week after the flood?
Week after the flood. Mm-hmm. Well, there were some businesses that were open, and there are some that were still shoveling mud. Everybody was very cooperative and worked with one another, and we sent some of our people out to help some of the neighbors, and other folks came to our place to help us clean up, and so it worked out very well. A lot of cooperation.
And 1 month after the flood, what was it like then?
Oh, a month after the flood, there's no question that some of the businesses were hurt and weren't going to open up again. Frankly, one of our major department stores, Penn Traffic Company, closed up because of the flood. And so that was a decision that they made, and we all sort of suffered from it.
And 1 year after the flood, what was it like in Johnstown?
Well, 1 year after the flood, things were a little better. Bethlehem had gotten back into operation, and they were doing well. However, up until the time of the flood, Bethlehem had been doing very well. And then when the flood came along, it gave them pause to check and see whether it was worthwhile for them to continue or not. And I think basically that's when they started realizing that maybe Johnstown wasn't going to come back the way it was.
And then 10 years after, oh, if you have somewhere to say.
Well, 10 years after, Bethlehem, of course, had made a decision not to continue operation. And it was hurting Johnstown a great deal. However, it's surprising how robust some of those businesses were, and they were able to stay in business, and some of them are still downtown operating as they did before the flood in 1977.
And then finally, after years after, what was it like 30 years after the flood?
Oh my goodness, 30 years. That would be 2007.
I was alive then.
Yeah, you were. Well, 2007 is a retrenching period in the city of Johnstown. Bethlehem had closed its doors. Both of our major department stores downtown, Penn Traffic and Glosser Brothers, were closed. It was a retrenching period for all of the folks in the city of Johnstown. I hope that we're to the point in our city that that is completed, and that we are starting to move back with a very positive approach to doing things with the people that we have here now. What happens in a situation where your major employer closes up? A lot of the people start moving out of the city to other areas for employment. And so what we have to do here is reduce the size of our workforce to meet the employment situation that we have in our city at the present time. And truthfully, I think that Johnstown is pretty well off. And I think we have a period of growth coming up. You analyze where we are. Some of the sections of Bethlehem plant were sold to private individuals. Wire mill, for example, is employing about 300 people. Gautier is busy, and they're employing a couple hundred people. JWF Industries took over the lower works, and they've got 400 or 500 employees there. We've had other industries move into our area. The powdered metal industry, Hoganis, out in Holzhoppel, is the largest powdered metal plant in the world. And so they're doing very well, but that's the steelmaking of the future, is doing powdered metal. And so I think all in all, of all the industries that we have that have grown up, I think Johnstown's going to do very well. I'd like to be very optimistic.
So this is a little bit of a lighter question, but was there any interesting artifact you found when you were cleaning up?
Oh my. No, didn't find any.
Nothing interesting?
No.
And did you, after you heard about the flood, was there a concern that maybe an employee might have trouble or something like that? Was there any concern over that?
Yes, there was. We had one of our vice presidents who lived in Dale, and he was hard hit. He was emotionally very upset. Couldn't return to work. So I sat down and worked out a retirement package for him, and we retired him, and he went away very happy. But that's just one. We had other employees that were caught up in the flood as well. So, but they didn't affect them emotionally.
So, have you ever looked back in hindsight? You mentioned that you bought the flood insurance, but yeah. Do you feel like there's anything else you could have done?
No, I don't think there was. In fact, to tell you the truth, it was all unexpected because according to the Weather Bureau, this storm came in and just lodged directly over Johnstown and dropped all the rain. And another one of those acts of God that happens.
And who was the biggest help to the city as the whole? Was there like one group that really helped the city out?
Our representative, Jack Murtha, was really outstanding. He rolled up his sleeves and he was around everywhere, and he got the National Guard and those folks in to give everybody a helping hand, and it worked out very well. He was an outstanding advocate for the city, and he did a good job.
And so do you think Johnstown would be where it is today, say the flood had never come?
Well, if the flood had never come, I think that it would have saved a tremendous amount of dollars for a lot of businesses. And maybe some of our businesses would have continued to operate a little longer. For example, the Penn Traffic Company might have continued to stay in business for a little longer period of time. Bethlehem might have had a different thought as to what they might be able to do. All those kind of things. But what it is, it's you have to handle it and move on. You can't do anything else. It's all supposition, you know, as to what it might have been. And that's hard to do. That's hard to understand.
So my last question I have is, what kept you going through the flood and cleanup process? Like, what kept you going to get it all cleaned up?
Well, of course, we wanted to get back into business. than there was any good in being in a banking business. You've got to operate every day.
Yeah.
Because we have thousands of checks that's got to be cleared, and customers that have to be satisfied. So we were very anxious to get back into business, and we got in quickly. And so it worked out very well. Yeah. Well, it was a big task, but everybody really worked hard. We had great cooperation from all the employees, and people from the city. The National Guard's people were very good. So everybody had, it was a great cooperative effort by the entire city of Johnstown. And of course, the problem with Johnstown is we're surrounded by 19 municipalities. Johnstown's sitting in the middle, and its population is decreasing rapidly, but it's moving out into these outlying areas. And so even today, we have a pretty good size. If you take Cambria County totally, we've got about 125,000 population. That's not too bad. And what we need to do is get our city fathers to thinking about, and they are, putting together some of these areas and coming up with a larger city, and we'd all be a lot better off. When I say that, we'd be able to get grants, our tax base would be better, we would have better chance at leadership. That's one thing Johnstown always had, was an awful lot of good leaders, and sort of miss that, because right now most people who have businesses within the area don't own them. And at one time we were able to sit down around a table and decide what we were going to do as owners of these businesses in the city and get it done. But today we don't have that around here. So a few of the leaders that and owners of businesses that we do have are great leaders for our community, and they're doing a great job. So I think that our future is great.
I'd like to thank you for your time in the interview, and that'll be very helpful.
I hope that gives you some answers to the flood.
It does.